you've obviously decided, based on your career path, that it's worth it to fight for issues in the Northern Peninsula, that there's some hope here somewhere. And I'm just interested in how, you know, when you hear people talk about the statistics and so on, and they say this and that and employment rates and so on, you could get pretty depressed about what you're involved in. But obviously you're finding some hope somewhere, and I'm wondering where that
No,
comes
you know,
from.
I took a very deliberate decision some time ago. I was elected first in 1996. But at that point in time, it was with a strong base of knowledge and experience and a personal feeling and commitment to the Northern Peninsula that I felt very strongly it was the forgotten coast, mm-hmm. that it was not being paid the proper attention and respect, and the full potential of this place was not being realized. And in actual fact, Ivan, it's why I got involved in politics. Not just in this area. I was a natural resource biologist living up in the Northern Peninsula in a place called Maine Brook to the north mm-hmm. of here. I worked in aquaculture and forestry management, and my training is actually in resource management. And so I was practicing the art up there and realized that, you know, this has to be taken to a different level. I knew we needed more young people to be involved. We needed more local involvement. But it had also to be taken to a new level. There had to be a political awakening mm-hmm. Within our leadership that at the federal level and the provincial level, that we needed to take to be able to take charge of our own future ourselves. And so, you know, I've had a few things said about me in my day in political life, and one of those things was that I was just doing too much for my own riding. And that comes from a very, very deliberate notion that I have, is that I was simply making up for lost time. You know, some of the great projects, some of the great opportunities that do exist here are in the fishery and in the forest sector. Mm-hmm. Our natural resource industries, some may say, are industries of yesterday. They're not the industry of tomorrow. I say you are absolutely wrong, anyone who tried to say that. You know, the day that we take the first barrel of oil out of the ground, that's the day that the well begins to die. The day that we sustainably take a tree off the landscape or a fish out of the ocean, but do so sustainably, well, that fish and that, you know, will be there forever. And that's why those natural resource industries will, in my opinion, always be the backbone of our economy. But we need to do more than that. You know, we've got to invest in not just in the resources, the natural resources. But I take a very deliberate opinion that we need to invest in the people resources of the Northern Peninsula. And that I don't think has necessarily been our strongest track record in the past.